This goes to Dr. Anu Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Walter Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, date of birth 2/26/1946. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a consultation for Mr. Nelson, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. Currently stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. In looking back on his records, he was seen initially in this office for elevated creatinine levels, secondary to type 2 diabetes and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and chronic edema. He did not follow up after he was seen on September 10th, 2019, the COVID pandemic had started in March of 2020, and therefore he did not come follow at that point. But what prompted him for this consultation was rising levels of creatinine in 2024. He had been having severe fatigue as well as nausea, and difficulty eating. So he was seen by your office. Labs were done on July 16th of 2024, and creatinine was higher than it had ever been at 2.03. Estimated GFR was 33. That was rechecked several weeks later, August 8th, 2024, and it improved to 1.76. But looking back, as far as 2013, he's had creatinine levels that were in the range of 1.3 to 1.4. The highest one I could see was 1.5 in July of 2013. So the elevated creatinine levels are about 11 years old. But the nausea fatigue led to having a CAT scan of the abdomen without IV contrast, but with oral contrast instead. I showed a normal size liver, a normal spleen. However, the pancreas had excessive infiltrative mass-like peripancreatic soft tissue attenuation. And the size was 12.8 by 7.6 centimeters. And then he had a great deal of ascites also. And he had a paracentesis done on 9/11 of this year, and they withdrew 5,100 cc's of peritoneal fluid. It was analyzed, and it was negative for cancer so far, and he is scheduled to have a biopsy of the mass next Friday, a week from this Friday in Midland. And then he'll have further evaluation by the local oncologist, Dr. Sahai, in early October. The patient did start a ketogenic diet with very low carb intake, 10 to 20 grams of carbohydrates a day. He does not consume any red meat and generally eats chicken and fish three times a week. He does eat dairy, lots of green vegetables, tomatoes. He's drinking green tea and water with lemon and lime and apple cider vinegar. He has been to the Naturopathic Institute in Mount Pleasant, and he's on several supplements to help fight this possible tumor in the pancreas area of unknown etiology currently. He reports that his blood pressure has always been very well controlled, and he's always been on a real low dose of lisinopril for many years, just to protect his kidneys. But since he'd had the nausea, he has actually been losing about 1 pound per week on the new ketogenic diet. And he reports he's feeling significantly better, more energy, no shortness of breath with exertion. He generally feels like a new person, a younger person at this point. No current chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, no blood or melena. He urinates very adequate amounts. He does have 2 times per night of nocturia, and that's been stable. He feels as if he empties well. Edema seems to be well controlled, and he's recently decreased the dose of Lasix from 20 milligram twice a day to just 20 milligram once daily in the morning. And that seems to be enough Lasix to help control the chronic swelling in his lower extremities. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, and no headaches or dizziness. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, obstructive sleep apnea, congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, history of polymyalgia rheumatica, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, intolerant of blood thinners, venous stasis, obesity, COPD, a new large pancreatic mass. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopies, a cardiac catheterization in 2013, and a paracentesis done on 9/11 of 24 to have a pancreatic biopsy of the mass on 9/27 of 24 in Midland. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1982. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and a township clerk. Family history is significant for heart disease. His father had metastatic cancer, lupus, stroke, hypertension, and hypothyroidism. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, streptomycin, and Ozempic. Medications, he's on Lasix 20 milligram daily, lisinopril 2.5 milligram daily, isosorbide 30 milligram daily, magnesium oxide 400 milligram once daily. And the supplements are a multivitamin, CoQ10 100 milligram twice a day, vitamin E 1200 units daily, vitamin C 500 milligram daily, vitamin D3 daily, cod liver oil daily, boron 10 drops daily, selenium, burdock, milk thistle, ginseng, L-arginine. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 69 inches, weight 277 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. Pulse is 50. Respirations are 16. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, uvula midline. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Today, his heart is regular with a rate of 50. I don't hear atrial fib irregularity right at this point. Abdomen is obese, soft at the top and slightly firm at the bottom. There may be some acidic fluid starting to reaccumulate at that point. No enlarged liver, slightly tender in the left upper quadrant. Extremities, he's wearing very firm compression stockings, but he has 1+ edema in both lower extremities. In labs, most recent lab studies were done August 21st, 2024. We have a hemoglobin of 12.8, normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein, microalbumin to creatinine ratio, he has, that is 65, so he has some microalbuminuria, uric acid elevated at 8.6, and 8.8 of 24, creatinine 1.76, calcium is 9.2, sodium 137, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 27. thyroid studies are normal. And 7:16, 24 microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 36. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, which has been present for the last 11 years. Diabetic nephropathy, also obesity, currently steadily losing weight, either by the ketogenic diet or also if there's malignancy, that could be contributing to the weight loss. He does have the large pancreatic mass that will be biopsied next week. He does need to follow up with oncology, and we would like him to stop the lisinopril at this point. That may be making the kidney function worse. And then when he sees Dr. Sahai, the oncologist, in early October, labs should be rechecked so we can see how the kidney function has changed after stopping lisinopril, which may be harmful at this point due to all the third spacing and the and because he also has very minor proteinuria. He should continue 20 milligrams of Lasix daily and try to not increase fluid intake. Try to actually decrease a little bit as tolerated. We recommend he continue labs every 3 months, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. This was also a prolonged service, as the patient and his wife had many questions about the pancreatic mass as well as his kidney function over the last 11 years. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.